Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers. Express Ranches invites you to their 17th annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, April 28th. Over 600 head will sell, including 152 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 145 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can attend the auction live in person at Express Ranches in Yukon or bid online at Superior Livestock Auction or liveauctions.tv. You can download the sale catalog and view videos at expressranches.com. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 28th.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Latest crop progress numbers are out. We continue to focus on the winter wheat crop ratings. Texas and Kansas look bad. Oklahoma looks worse. The winter wheat crop in Kansas now being rated 14% in good to excellent shape. We're at right now 62% poor to very poor. Texas now rated at 14% in good to excellent shape for their winter wheat crop and 55% poor to very poor. Oklahoma right now is sitting at 6% in good to excellent shape. That is 0% in excellent shape. 63% of the crop is poor to very poor. That's a 10-point jump in the poor to very poor ratings compared to just 1 week ago. Now, going back in history, the last time we were in that bad a shape on the winter wheat crop in the latter part of April was the April 24th report of 2011. That year, we had 4% of the crop rated good, 1% excellent. 75% of the crop was poor to very poor at that particular time. We did end up making a fairly decent crop, all things considered, that year. In 2011, we harvested 3.4 million acres, 22 bushels an acre at 74.5 million bushels. If we got that this year, a lot of folks, I think, would be feeling pretty good. Bottom line, though, this winter wheat crop in Oklahoma looking awfully bad. How much will the rains help of this week? Time will tell. Picking up the pace as far as our corn and soybean crops being planted nationally, 14% of the crop nationally for the corn now planted versus the 11% five-year average. Illinois, 18% already planted versus their 11% five-year average. Soybeans nationally, 9% now planted versus 4% five-year average. Illinois, 15% versus their 6% five-year average. While the cattle industry really wants to see an LMR, livestock mandatory reporting reauthorization, they're not interested in necessarily seeing it attached to the 2023 Farm Bill. At least Ethan Allen, head of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not interested in that at all. In fact, he does not want to see a livestock title at all in the 23 bill.
We are opposed to a livestock title. The way we always talk about it is, you know, you have a Christmas tree you put up in your house around December 1st. No one puts a tree up and leaves it empty. You know, you create a new title and people like Cory Booker, animal rights activists, you know, people like that look for things to fill it up with. We don't need a livestock title. We have what we need in this bill. We need to maintain it. We need to make sure there's adequate funding for it, and we need to move on.
Things that are important to the cattle industry right now, maintaining that vaccine bank, expanding that perhaps, conservation programs, and risk management programs, support for them as well. You've got Farm News on Ron. Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 27th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 46,000 head will be offered, 12,000 feeder steers, 8,200 feeder heifers, 4,600 wean calves, and over 11,000 calves on cows. To view the digital catalog or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give Superior a call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.